The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. You know what today is, Mo?
What?
Eric, do you know what today is?
Wednesday, hump day.
Yeah,
hump day. Wednesday, hump day. Woo-hoo. National Stress Awareness Day.
You're joking.
No, I think it's so appropriate. It's every year on this day.
Really?
Not every year on this day have we just come through a presidential election, but somehow it seemed appropriate to me this time. So, anyway, welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Mo is over there. Eric with a K. We got lots to do. We got jury duty on the way in just about 10 minutes. Also, 100 bucks up for grabs. Mo's got that with Mo Knows Country at about 5:52 this morning. But right now, aside from it being National Stress Awareness Day.
Yes.
Here are the top three things that people are going to be talking about here in Texas all day today.
Number three.
Sunday Night Football will be live from NRG Stadium for the Texans-Lions matchup on Sunday. And we talked yesterday that it's a battle red game, so wear your red. Well, it was just announced that halftime will also be a party as the lights will go out for the Randy Rogers Band.
There we go!
Yep. A big, big stage for those guys. We're so excited to see them. The game is almost sold out. HoustonTexans.com if you want to get those tickets.
How did this sneak up? I guess because I was so obsessed with all the wedding stuff.
Aww, sure.
But when the schedule came out, I was like, oh, a Sunday night football
Isn't
game.
Awesome?
How cool. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, my God, it's here.
Number two.
Mostly clear skies for our Wednesday. Highs around 83. And just a fresh little reminder, there's a lot going on in the news today, but hurricane season is officially still happening. It runs through November 30th. Oh. And we cannot forget about Hurricane Rafael. Cuba is in trouble today. Not looking good for them. Right now, Category 2, but it's a big hurricane, and Cuba's a small place.
Okay.
And he's plowing over Cuba on the way to the Gulf, which means us. Projections are looking okay for the Houston area, but Louisiana, obviously, keeping an eye on him.
And the top story trending in Texas.
It was 4:30 this morning when NBC News was the first to call the election. Donald Trump elected 47th president of the United States. It was a long night for lots of Texas elections, and that's what's trending in Texas today. There we
go. How late did you stay up last night?
Me?
Yeah.
I was up. I think I went to bed right at 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I did midnight. Maybe.
Did you?
12:30.
Yeah. 12:30.
Just eating popcorn.
Yeah. the back and forth button.
There's
looking at all the different
forth.
Ones. Yeah. How about you? How late?
I was in bed by 9.
Where are you going? Whatever.
HGTV.
That's what's trending in Texas this morning. The top three stories you're going to be hearing about all day today and for long after that. Here on the Morning Bullpen.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's the time of the morning that we try to get the day started with a little good news. And this morning, you know, I always say on the show that we live in the future. I mean, if you think about all the technological advances, and especially in the medical field, where a guy in Tulsa who has been colorblind all of his life got special glasses that allows him to see colors. Now, that seems like a big deal, but it became a bigger deal when his parents videoed him the other day watching his favorite movie of all time, and he freaked out the very first time he saw the yellow brick road in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's the yellow brick road? Hey, guys, this is the worst thing I've got going. What color is that? What is that?
That's purple.
That's purple.
He was identifying colors for the first time while watching his favorite movie.
The sweetest.
I love this story. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can you throw your hand in the air? Can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
And that's what it's all about. We take a little time to celebrate good news every day. If you have a story you think we should feature, local or wherever you see it, you just email me and let me know. George at The Bull Houston, and you could be our next amen here on The Bull. Would you like to wake up to $5,000? All you have to do is download the Odyssey app and listen to 100.3 The Bull on the app for an hour to get a shot at that $5,000. Get all the details right now at TheBullHouston.com.
Let me try and find the words to describe what it's like to be in the car with two toddlers by yourself.
Yeah.
With no iPads.
Oh. With no iPad? You know what it's like to be in a car with me for 2 hours with no iPad?
Exactly.
George doesn't really relate to this because when his boys were small, they didn't, the iPads weren't really a thing.
Gosh. No.
I had a Walkman when I was a kid.
Right, exactly.
We played games, bingo, while we were driving, looking out the, you know?
Exactly.
I spy with my little eye. Why can't the kids do that?
Because of the iPad, that's why.
George, my kids only have iPads in the car, and that's their thing. They know that if we're in the car, we're going to be driving somewhere significant, you get this iPad. That is just how I've raised my kids.
Okay.
Yeah, but great. Everybody, every single parent out there claims they're not going to be an iPad parent. They say, you know what? No screens before two. And then as soon as you get in the car.
We did it with the first kid. But let me tell you about the second kid. He got an iPad when he popped out. They only have them in the car. So they know that's when they get them. And over the weekend, we were driving. My husband had gone duck hunting, obviously. I'm alone trying to make it. 2 hour drive. He had the iPad in his truck.
Ooh.
So I only had one iPad.
Uh-oh.
Between two kids.
And
don't they face different directions?
Sailor's forward facing. Yep. Briggs is backward facing. Briggs got the iPad because it was his. He is something else. But then I had to like try and figure out what to do with Sailor, and I was by myself. It was.
Did she make it?
We made it.
We made it together, Eric.
We got through this together. I just feel like a parenting win.
You know what? That is a little bit of a parenting win.
I think road trips from now on are canceled. I don't care if we have an iPad. Not doing it.
Road trip with kids. I think everybody, whether you have kids or not, I think everybody has a road trip gone wrong story. You know, I mean, one time that you were out on the road that it just went so bad.
713-881-5500. It doesn't matter if maybe you were just in town, stuck in traffic. That's what happened
to
me.
That is a road trip if you live in the Houston area.
Oh, yeah. Hey, every time you're in the car, it's a road trip.
So that's what happened to me. I went to a baseball game, had a bunch of beers. Okay. This is humiliating. If my wife is listening, turn the radio off, honey. Yeah. You will not love me anymore after this. I had a bunch of beers, and I got stuck in dead traffic. I had to find a bottle.
Oh, to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
I missed the bottle.
You missed the bottle.
That's something.
It was very much something. So I had to wear a jacket around my waist, find a Target, go in, buy new pants, throw my old pants away, and finally make it at home.
713-881-5500 is the number this morning. We want to hear your road trip gone wrong. No matter where your road trip was to, we want to know what happened to you. Kelly is in Dayton. Kelly, you got a road trip story for me?
Yeah, headed home from Illinois. My husband took a nap and told me just drive straight. And he woke up. We were in Pocahontas, Arkansas, in cornfields.
Drive straight.
I don't think I've ever heard of Pocahontas, Arkansas, but I want to go there now.
We hadn't either.
Amazing.
What did he say when he woke up and saw his surroundings?
He was a little confused. He actually had to call somebody to figure out where we were.
Fair.
And the one gas station was closing in 15 minutes, and we were almost out of gas. Yeah.
Can I take a guess that he's never fallen asleep in the car ever again?
He has not. And I've never happened to drive again.
Exactly. Lucky guess.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you.
All right, 713-881-5500. What was your bad road trip story? You let us know now on The Bull. We're talking bad car trip stories. Mo got stuck with the kids and no iPads in the car over the weekend. And she survived. But Eric, you have evidently touched a nerve with a lot of people in your bad road trip stories.
I had to go potty,
yes.
And I got a bottle and I missed the bottle and had to go buy new pants in order to make it back from my road trip.
To make it back from the road trip. I got it. 713-881-5500.
All right, James in Santa Fe, it says that I struck a nerve with you. We got to keep it family friendly, okay, James?
All right.
We get one PP talk per week, okay? This is our moment. We're choosing you. Tell us your story.
One day, me, my mom, my brothers, we all decided to go on a trip to Vidor, Texas. And that's where my family is from. So anyways, we're driving down the highway. My brother had to go to the bathroom, and we couldn't stop anywhere. There was no stores close by. So my mom had a bright idea to let my brother pee in a cup and hurt the guy that was driving. He rolled down the window and threw it out the window, and it came back and splashed him in the face.
Oh, my God, James.
I laughed so hard, and I had to go.
Yeah.
And he wasn't letting me do it in the cup either.
You're not getting the cup now. It's been discontinued. All right, if that's our one PP story of the week, I'm pretty proud of that actually. I'm okay with that. Crazy car trip stories.
Kira's on the phone in Liberty. Kira, tell us yours.
Good morning. So me and my four teenagers and our 120-pound pit bull were coming back from North Carolina back to Texas. I had my dog in a smaller kennel, so that way he would not use the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Well, my oldest son, who is very soft-hearted, decided that that was wrong for him to be in that small of a kennel. So unbeknownst to me, he opened the kennel door.
Uh-oh.
And about 4 hours into the 19-hour road trip, we start smelling animal defecation. Now, my youngest has a really weak stomach, and he started vomiting.
Yes.
My daughter, who is, when she's uncomfortable or in stressful situations, was laughing hysterically. And my middle child, who's on the spectrum, was sitting there with his knees pulled up, like, I don't know what to do right now. We get pulled over. There is animal diarrhea in my sister.
Okay, hours to go.
There's no turning back.
Yeah, it was absolutely horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.
I can imagine the policeman walking up to the window, you rolling the window down, and him going, nope, you're fine, just keep going.
Continue on your road trip, ma'am. Yeah, it was so bad.
Keep going. I do not recommend that. Crazy car trip stories. We always love it when you tell yours here on the Morning Bullpen.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
We got jury duty coming up next, and today we're debating about your mom. Yeah, admit it. Your mom's a problem. Maybe she isn't. That's what we'll decide. Is your mom one of the good ones or the bad ones? It's jury duty, and it's coming up next.
Dustin Lynch, Jelly Roll. By the way, Dustin Lynch is going to be here on Monday. Your chance to win tickets for 10-Man Jam coming up at 7:20 here on The Bull. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. Just out here solving the world's problems. And here's the situation. Here's the question this morning.
The question: when your mom is in your home, who rules, you or her?
Oh.
Oh, Mo. Mo, what are you doing?
My mom is visiting from out of town, and I am so thankful to have her at my house, and she is very helpful. She helps with dishes. She's helping with the kids. She has been in my room, in my bedroom, specifically helping me organize my closet, which is in desperate, desperate need of some love, and I am so thankful for everything she's doing, and I love having her here.
You're thankful that she's in your closet rearranging it?
Wow. Yes.
See, my mom does the same thing, but I don't want her to. But so I say, hey, listen, it's my house, my rules. Everyone stays out of our freaking bedroom. Mm-hmm. Do not go rearrange things. And she says, she claims that she supersedes her son's rules. She gave birth to me. Oh. I am the ruler of my house. She is the ruler of me. So my rules don't apply to her.
Even though she's at your house.
Yes. It's not my house, my rules. It is for everyone else except for her.
Eric, I mean, didn't you grow up that way? It's my house, my rules.
Exactly.
And it's like you get a house, you get a home, you make the rules, and now she's above them?
Yes, absolutely. And you're going to have to deal with this soon because you're... Your son just got married. He's going to have a home, a marital home.
Oh my gosh, I didn't think about
Deanna
that.
Deanna will just be respectful.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know. Yeah.
I think she's going to come in and fix some things.
Deanna likes to organize your life. I will say that.
I love it.
All right, 713-881-5500. So again, Hannah's on the phone in Baytown. Hannah says you got three kids. Where's your mom live?
She lives here.
Okay, here in Houston. So, Hannah, here is the question on jury duty this morning.
Okay, Hannah, when your mom's in your home, who rules, you or her?
Me.
Thank you. Me. It's easy. It's not that hard.
I remember all those times when we had food at home and we couldn't stop at McDonald's. So now I get to make that decision.
Okay, but yes. Hannah, you got three kids, though. When one of them has their own home, who's going to rule?
Them.
Yeah,
I'll
right.
Them
yes. Yeah, right.
I like that Hannah laughed along with you. She knows she's lying, but it sounds good right now. All right, let's go to juror number two this morning is Leanne in Houston. Two kids. Your mom is here, it says. So the question again is this.
Leanna, when your mom is in your home, who rules, you or her?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a respect thing in her home. It's her home and my home is mine.
Right. Okay. Why can't Eric get it right?
Maybe it's just,
it's not me. I hope my mom is listening. Listen to all these mothers that respect their children. It's weird, right,
maybe
Mom?
It's just that Eric is easy to pull in. Mackenzie in Belleville, you got five kids?
Hey, girl.
Yep.
And where does your mom live?
So my mom actually lives in Nebraska.
Aww. Okay.
So when mom comes in from the plains and the cold of Nebraska
she's
to Houston.
Right. Who rules? You or her?
Oh, I do for sure.
Wow.
But I will say my mom is really similar to Mo's, and she's extremely respectful, probably the best house guest we could have. She like does our dishes and helps with laundry.
Come on.
And just like she's the best.
I love
having her.
Okay, I'm realizing all of these callers so far are female. Maybe it's a mom-son sort of situation.
Oh, maybe.
Well, this is not going to help you then because they're George number
four. Oh, no, another lady. It's Vanessa in Houston. Tell us, when your mom is in your home, who rules?
I do.
Yeah.
Wow.
She does help me. She does help me with a lot of things. And sometimes, like, Mom, please don't.
And she
but
stops.
She will ask. She will ask before, like, hey, let's do this or let's organize this. And I'm like, okay or no, but she does help clean up, but she knows it's my house, my rules.
Yeah. Well, you can send her to my house when my mom's out. Your mom can come in. I'm all about it. Go, girl.
Yeah, hang on, Vanessa. We'll get your number to get your mom to come by and clean up
please.
In our place, too. All right. Last juror this morning, Mo, is Katie in LaPorte.
Hey, Katie, when your mom's in your home, who rules, you or her?
Okay, so I kind of jumped the gun, actually. I called before I realized the full question. My mom has, my mom has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But I always swore up and down that if it was going to be her in my house, that I would rule.
Yeah.
Because I've always been taught that your new family, the one you create, should take priority over the one you come from.
Mm.
So I think it would have been my rules, even though I know she would have been helpful and, you know, obviously sounds great like your mom, but I
right.
think they still would have written the law down and been like, yes. look,
all right. So Mo, the final verdict this morning on jury duty.
When your mom is in your home, who rules? We do.
No, we don't. I wish. I don't.
Eric, we got to get on this.
I'm beginning to think. I'm like Eric. I want to hear from all of the husbands. Of
I think it's a little boy thing. And my wife's always like, stand up to her.
Yeah, and see if they agree with the take on that. It's jury duty, and we do it every morning here on the Morning Bullpen. $1,000 a day. Just download the Odyssey app and listen to 100.3 The Bull for a chance at that $5,000 in this nationwide contest. All the details are up at thebullhouston.com on our website. All right, we're asking for your suggestions this morning on what Eric should sing about on the 10-minute tune. 10-minute tune works this way. You call in, you tell us a topic that you think would make a good song, and Eric has to create one all in 10 minutes. But it all starts out, Mo, with their thoughts and their suggestions.
Yes, 713-881-5500. We got Jarrett on the phone in Tomball. Hey, Jarrett, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Slow eaters.
Uh-oh.
Slow eaters.
Is that you?
No, I eat pretty fast.
Yeah, I do too. My wife gets on me all the time about slow down, so.
Right? Isn't that a European thing? You, the slower you eat, you stay. That's how they stay skinny.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. What else? Tom,
that's not the way they do it in Tomball, Mo. Okay. Come on.
No, no, no.
She's insinuating you're a hefty man.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Jared.
I said it in much a nicer way.
You don't have
way.
To put up with that from her. You do not have to take that.
Me and Jared are friends.
All right, slow eaters. Jared, thank you for the call this morning.
Have a good day.
713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
All right, let's try Justin. He's a 10-year-old in Houston. What should I sing about today, buddy?
A pumpkin that rots really fast.
Oh, how fast did your pumpkin rot?
Like 3 days.
Yeah, and it just becomes a mushy puddle. How did you get it up?
My mom did.
Poor mom. She had to get a shovel out there. Y'all, we had three rounds of pumpkins this year.
Three rounds?
Yeah. Carved them all three times.
What?
And my toddlers were into it. It was horrible. And they get so disgusting.
Yeah.
And Eric's right. It happens very quick. By the way, Justin, thank you, man. Have a good
thank
day
you.
At school today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Aww. Pumpkin rot
poor guy.
Is what he wants to hear
I love
hear
that
about.
That's at top of his mind.
David is in League City. David, tell us what should Eric sing about today?
Can Eric sing about potatoes again?
David, go away.
Never.
He's going to call every day about potatoes again.
Wait, didn't we do? He did a song about potatoes.
Months ago.
But he wants them for the holidays.
Holiday potatoes.
Teaming you
no,
over there.
Just
potatoes.
Potatoes.
Holiday. I like holiday potatoes.
Don't let her tell you no. I know.
Interesting. Right. Thank you, David. Appreciate
options?
You listening to League City.
We got options here.
Yeah. You know what? I think let's go back to the first one. Jarrett, slow eaters. I've got an idea I think will work for this one.
The hefty man, Jarrett.
Stop.
That's what you said. I'm just repeating what you said.
I just said they're skinnier in Europe, and they're in Tomball.
713-881. Those are the suggestions. Eric's picked his topic. Let's find out what he creates, all right? It's just two songs away here on The Bull. All right, it's been 10 minutes, and Eric has been out creating a song this morning, Mo, off a suggestion that we had earlier.
Yes, it was Jarrett and Tomball, and he suggested this.
Slow eaters.
Uh-oh.
Slow eaters.
Is that you?
No, I eat pretty fast.
Oh, okay. So he eats pretty fast, and then it got into how big he was and all that. But that was not the important part of all of this.
No.
Eric is back in the studio this morning. Let's find out what he has created about slow eaters. Eric.
Hello, I am back, and this drives me absolutely bonkers, but I am also the slow eater.
Really?
Yeah, so it drives me crazy, but I also do it to everyone around me.
Oh.
So I'm going to do it in the style of Hey Soul Sister.
Hey Soul Sister. Okay,
Soul
tell me.
Remember that song?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do remember this song.
Throwback.
Okay, all right. So it's today's 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
And away we go.
Hang on. It's not my computer's not playing. Sorry. Hang on. There was your soundtrack.
Your slow chewing is driving me mad. What are you doing? Your food's gotta be cold now, not to mention cool. Oh, wow. You're taking a break to tell a long story about people I've never met and don't really care about. Hurry a little. I don't have all day to just watch you nibble now and moan so freaking loudly with every bite that you eat. pick up the pace.
Oh, now you're taking a bathroom break?
Hey, slow eater, I'll use my fist and beat you if your stupid mouth can't figure out how to eat your food faster now. Hey, slow eater, I am gonna need you to hurry this meal up tonight.
Okay.
It's kind of violent.
I'm the jury's out for me on that one.
Mm-hmm.
On slow eating.
Oh, okay.
Are you slow or fast, George?
I'm a fast eater.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I enjoy my food.
I was going to say, I don't know. Do I know slow eaters?
We know Eric.
You definitely talk in the meal. You're a meal talker.
I'm a meal talker.
Oh, enjoy. Yes. That's what it's supposed to be about. Enjoying your food in your company.
No. Just eat your food.
Eric's 10-minute tune today. You can download it. We load it up every day. We have the 10-minute tune as part of our podcast every single day. You can get it. Just download the Audacy app, AUDACY, and favorite the Morning Bullpen podcast, and you'll never miss a 10-minute tune.
Still to come on the Morning Bullpen.
All right, we've been talking and talking about 10-Man Jam. We've got a very unique way for you to be a part of it, to give back to our military vets, and to get beer for a year.
I'm in.
Seriously, you're going to change the life of a veteran and become a really special part of 10-Man Jam. We'll tell you how, and it's coming up next.
Second, I'm about to finish putting in my bid here this morning. I'm not really a beer guy. I'm more of a spirits guy, mm-hmm. but I enjoy beer. And I just saw that the opening bid for beer for a year is only $40, so I'm putting in a bid.
Right I told now. You I was bidding on that.
Oh, did you?
You're just swooping in.
I've forgotten about that.
George.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there's Mo. Eric with a K, and where can you find beer for a year? Actually, part of our auction this morning.
Yes, it's 10-Man Jam 2024. It's presented by Bud Light. It's happening at the House of Blues on Monday, Veterans Day. We want you there. We have plenty of ways for you to win tickets. Don't give up. But if you want to start giving back a little bit to our charity, the PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope, our auction just went live.
That's awesome. And there's so many cool things on here. But the beer for a year, I need everybody to stay away from that so I can
get it nice
and cheap. 100% of the money does go to the PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope. So that's pretty cool.
And if you love collector's items, first of all, I love the design this year of the artist guitars. And we have autographed guitars from each of the 10 artists.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bid on those. The beer cave, even though Eric said stay away.
Yeah, don't do that one.
It would help out the PTSD Foundation of America's Camp Hope, though, Eric, if everybody got involved.
Oh, dang it, you're right. And I do love them. And we have talked to them. We've toured the facility. It's an amazing, magical place that really, we say so often how much we don't take care of our veterans. Camp Hope does in a very real, tangible, amazing, magical way.
On Monday, as we get ready for the show, we're going to introduce you to some folks from Camp Hope. They'll be shopping by, getting ready for the show as part of the Morning Bullpen on Monday. So make sure you come back for that. And also, we're doing a live auction at the venue the night of 10-Man Jam.
Yes. So lots of ways to help us give back, whether you're in the building or not. It's very easy to check out all of these items. You text the word HOPE. H-O-P-E to the number 20357. Text the word HOPE, H-O-P-E to the number 20357. We will send you a link and you can just peruse and see how much George and Eric are bidding over there.
Actually, you know what? All of Houston, go bid on the beer cave. Let's make it the most expensive item. Then you can give it to me to show your appreciation for all I do around here.
For all you do around here. All right. It's again, the word is HOPE.
And the number is 20357 as we get ready for 10 Man Jam on Monday night. Again, I can't believe it's on Monday, but it is here. And we have another chance to win. Coming up this morning, it'll be about 8:20 that we'll do our next 10 Man Jam giveaway. And we'll also give you an update on how the beer cave is going today, too. So,
the new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Hey, let's go to East Bernard today. Jessica is playing Mo, and Mo knows country. She wants $100. Jessica, this is how you get it.
Okay.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Jessica, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here, Jessica. Let's get started.
Get out of there, Mo.
Good luck, sister.
All right.
Thank you.
Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Monday Night Football's theme, In the Air Tonight, features an odd duo made up of Snoop Dogg and this Tennessee whiskey singer. Name him.
Hold on. I know it. Chris Stapleton.
Question number two. Shania Twain is from what country to our north? It's synonymous with maple syrup and hockey.
Canada.
Question number three. According to Dolly Parton, this song was inspired by a redhead bank teller who flirted with her husband at his local bank branch about the time they were newly married. Can you name the classic Dolly song?
Jolene.
Question number four. He was a little rock and some country. The man in black, Johnny Cash, was born in what state that neighbors Texas?
Arkansas.
Question number five. Billy Ray Cyrus revitalized his career in the 2000s when he starred with his daughter Miley on what Disney Channel show?
Hannah Montana.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against this morning.
Jessica, I could tell you were super nervous, huh?
I'm shaking.
You should not be shaking because you got 5 out of 5.
Woo! Wow, girl! Yes. This is the worst day ever.
I don't think she's going to know number three either, Jessica. I think you might be $100 richer today.
I hope so.
All right, Mo, I can't give you the answers till we get to the end.
Okay, I'm ready.
Question number one. Monday Night Football's theme, In the Air Tonight,
yeah,
features the odd duo made up of Snoop Dogg and this Tennessee whiskey singer. Name him.
Tennessee whiskey is Chris Stapleton.
Question number two.
Okay.
Shania Twain is from what country to the north? Synonymous with maple syrup and hockey.
That's Canada. I'm sure about that one.
Question number three, okay, Mo. According to Dolly Parton, this song was inspired by a redheaded bank clerk who flirted with her husband at the local bank branch around the time they were newlyweds. Can you name the classic Dolly song?
No. I guess 9 to 5.
Question number four.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little rock and some country. The man in black, Johnny Cash, was born in what state that neighbors Texas?
I heard your hint, Little Rock. So I'm going to guess he is from Arkansas.
Ooh. Question number five, Mo.
Okay.
Billy Ray Cyrus revitalized his career in the 2000s when he starred with his daughter Miley in this Disney Channel show.
Oh, that was Hannah Montana.
All right, Mo.
Yes.
Jessica.
Yes.
Question number one was Chris Stapleton.
Woo! Yes.
Question number two was Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Question number four.
What was four?
Was Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Question number five was Hannah Montana.
Confident about hot.
Question number
five.
Three. Yes. Dolly Parton and that redheaded hussy at the bank.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that one.
Was named?
Jolene.
I was so nervous, but it was so easy.
Congratulations. What are you going to spend $100 on?
My kids.
Oh, of course.
Well, congratulations. You get the $100. And Mo, you know what you have to say about Jessica.
My name is Mo. I'm in the studio. But Jessica in East Bernard, she knows country.
She does. Congratulations, awesome. Jessica.
Thank you.
You could be like Jessica. You could take $100 tomorrow morning, 8:20. It's the next chance to play here on The Bull.